Now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Andy Shilton.
And I'm Rose France. And today on the show, pageants.
Dee Dee is back and will be telling us how she got on.
And gay Poland.
What was it like growing up in pre-EU Poland? All that more, can we say, right here on Shout Out. One and all.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. Are we okay?
Yes, fine.
Nice to see behind a microphone
now,
again, Rose.
I must start the show, I'm afraid. I must start the show with a big congratulations to the English Lions who beat Scotland 6-0 yesterday. Of course, in their opening game of the Euros 2017.
Is that sport?
That be sport.
Yeah, so,
and it'd be the English ladies football team.
There you go.
There we go.
It's a really cool story, this one, isn't it? So,
yeah,
we were talking about it before we came on air. So,
yeah. So basically, it's getting a lot of attention. As you can imagine, some of the ladies playing, by all means, not all, are gay or in that category, as it were.
And LGBT
in
class.
In that LGBT club, yes. And basically, Casey Stoney, I believe, is their most capped player. And she has been campaigning for LGBT rights and being sort of very, you know, out there sort of thing. And she's part of the Channel 4 advert for it, and she talks about these Twitter trolls, which has been kind of quite well documented in the press, because she had a lot of homophobic Twitter trolls, but she also has a lot of sort of, you know, anti-women ones as well. And she had one the other day where the Twitter troll said, "Where's your iron? And where's
charming.
Your ironing board?"
Charming,
right?
Oh, okay.
And she said, and she just replied and said, "It's at home, just like you." So well done, Casey.
Nice.
We love you.
That's very good.
It is brilliant. What's caps?
It's basically like a literal cap that they give you when you play for England, an actual like a baseball cap. Each time you play.
Each time you actually play for England, you get a cap, and then so the number of caps means the time
she's been capped over 100 times. So I think she's the most capped player.
Wow,
so,
that's impressive.
I think that she couldn't play the first game because she's injured, unfortunately, but she should be back, I hope, for the Spain game, which is on Sunday.
Sounds like a future guest to me, Rose.
If we can get hold of her. I used to run a football club.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh, you are a dark horse, aren't you?
A women's club, yes.
Did you actually play, though?
Oh, yeah. I used to play, yeah. And I was medically retired, put out to grass, as it were.
Medically retired?
No, but just you know.
You were never capped then.
She discovered gin and tonic.
I did actually get a really bad injury to my ankle, but I played on afterwards.
But was that on or off the pitch?
I know, on the pitch, yeah. It was just something really innocuous as well. I just turned round. Like all injuries, it was just, I literally just spun round and my bust my ligaments.
I've just got visions of you doing a pirouette in the middle of the field at the moment.
Do you still keep your feet in? Do you still have a pop now and again?
No, I don't really.
Oh, right, okay.
No,
do you miss it?
That'll be a yes.
Actually, no, not really. Actually,
do you watch all sorts of football, like with the guys as well?
I do, but I have to say, with the men, because it is so overpaid, and they never win, do they? Yeah, rugby's good.
And of course, the
women's rugby team as well are now, you know, surging ahead as well. We've got the England women in the cricket, so actually in the final of the World Cricket. I think they won their semi-final in Bristol, and that's going to be in Lords next week.
Yeah.
And it's a sold-out, venue. So, yeah, there we go. Playing South Africa.
Yeah. Excellent.
There we are.
Are you sporting?
I'm not too keen on kicking bits of pig skin. Is it still pig skin?
No, I do not.
It's
like artificial now.
Artificial now. Yeah,
or rugby. Not too keen. I don't mind Formula One. I watch Formula, especially the Monaco Formula One. I just love that, the excitement of that.
You
circuit.
Just like it when they crash.
When they crash?
When they crash.
No, that's got to hurt, hasn't it?
Yeah,
ouch.
Yeah.
Well, the cars just kind of fall apart, don't they?
Well, the carbon fibre, aren't they? They're a lot safer now than they used to be. But usually they just walk away now, don't they?
Who's just won the British one? What's his name?
Hamilton.
That's it, Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
I don't particularly follow it.
Well done, Andy.
Yeah,
sporty boy.
Yeah, Lewis Hamilton.
I don't know. I'm just so kind of proud though, because like our you know, sort of coverage of the Paralympics as well is superb, and
isn't it?
Just great to watch.
Yeah,
and
it's not the Paralympics, though. It's the para athletics.
Yes, it's right. Yeah. Yes, the because it's the world champs.
Yes.
But we're doing really well in that, and you know, it's just great. You know. Yeah. Summer of sport.
Yeah. All I will say is I have actually seen a Formula One car a couple of years ago live. There's no way I'm sitting that thing and go at speed.
Yeah. Wasn't that Andy going by on the on the M32?
What? His electric pedal car.
Well, you laugh.
Still pedalling, yeah.
I test drove a BMW i8. Not because I could afford to buy one, but the guy at BMW was like, do you want to have a test drive? I'm like, I'm not going to say no. I don't know if you've ever seen one. It's one of those ones that's really low to the ground, and the doors kind of, I think they're called gull wings. They don't go, but they kind of rotate. Up, if you know what I mean.
Beetle wings.
Yeah,
that
kind of thing. So, and I got in fine, but we went for this test drive and drove it around, and it's all kind of electric unless you kind of floor it, and then both the electric and the petrol kick in, and the car takes
like
off.
Like a rocket.
I could not get out the car. I genuinely had to roll out of the car in the middle of BMW, and they're all laughing. It was really embarrassing. But I couldn't get out the car.
Did anyone take a photograph of that event?
No, luckily they didn't. Because if they had, I know you'd have put it somewhere like Facebook.
Oh, well, Andy, as if.
Haven't those cars got cameras inside them?
So, anyway, right, should we get some events? So this week's Out Shout with Nat and Steph. Who's coming first?
It's me. And THT Goes West, an evening of cabaret. So this is an evening of cabaret to support THT in fundraising for a Bristol Civic Society heritage plaque to commemorate 25 years of their time in 810 West Street. Promised to be a very special night with performances from the amazing Sing Out Bristol, Andy, one of your favourites. The indomitable Kizzy Morrell, a favourite here on the station, and comedy drag act Pearl and Dean.
Pearl and Dean, I like that. That sounds quite cool.
As well as THT's very own Sarah Furman singing Wishing You Were Here Again from Phantom of the Opera. All that and much more in store in the extra special evening. Now that is going on Sunday the 23rd of July at the Watershed, and tickets are available for £15 and it starts at 7 p.m. So if you like cabaret, there you go.
That's on the 23rd, isn't it?
It is, yes. July the 23rd is a Sunday.
Yeah. So I think it's the Harbour Fest this weekend, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
It's ever so funny. It's the Harbour Fest, so they fence off the harbour. I don't know if you'd be down there. You can't get anywhere near the water. It's really funny.
Well, it saves people falling in.
It does save people falling in, but it's kind of quite ironic that it's a harbour fest where you can't get to the harbour. So anyway, what are you talking about?
I'm talking to you. Are you all right?
Oh, I thought, are you not doing an event?
Well, I can do if you want. Would you like me to do one?
I don't know. Have you got one?
Yeah.
Well, do spill the beans.
We can't.
I can't promise you much
we can't.
You want me to come round there with a
just
stick?
Just winding him up. Oh, bless him.
Promises.
Yes. There you go. That was Steph.
Yes, Andy loves that control with the sliders, don't you, my darling?
That comes in very handy with you sometimes.
We can't go without not mentioning Western Pride, which is next weekend. Shout Out crew will be down there, and we'll be broadcasting all the highlights the week after on the Thursday. It's Saturday the 29th, Grove Park. Stars Hazel Dean include Jordan Gray, Freddie Parker, Adam All, Showbears,
and
many more.
I didn't know the Showbears were performing again. That's quite cool.
Next weekend, get down there, Andy. Get down there.
Wasn't Jordan at Pride? Is that the same Jordan? Is that a different Jordan?
Jordan Gray.
Yeah, is that the same person?
I guess.
Yeah, there we are.
Yeah.
Andy's looking at me like I'm mad.
So did we interview them? We must have interviewed
we did.
Them. Yeah, come on, Andy.
Did you interview? I didn't interview.
Oh dear, a lover's tiff between the presenters.
No, we're fine.
That's in the past. It's not just. My memory doesn't last that long.
Oh, well.
Anyway, shall we break up this argument?
Yeah. Now, children. Parade is at 11 from Knightsdale Island. The event begins with the colourful parade, led by a samba band starting at Knightsdale Island, carrying along the seafront of the town, arriving at Grove Park for the main event. Now, the main event is from midday. There's going to be lots of food outlets. There's DJs, community stalls. There's a coffee shop. And also kids area for the mums and the kids, yeah. And as I say, shout out Anne for me, yeah. I'll probably be in there.
You'll be at the ball pool, won't you? We know
yeah,
you.
Yeah. tickets are still available. They're £3 at the moment. Of course, there's the after party. If I can find the details of the... is at two clubs, one of which is Cameo. Community area. No, I cannot find... Oh, there we go. I got it. Sorry, my phone's taking ages to update. Okay.
Cameo is sort of down opposite Tesco's.
It is, yeah. Tickets are available for that. And Nikki French is going to be there.
Oh, fab.
Friends of the Heart. Many prides. She's got a new track out.
Has she?
Out today, called Teardrops, on Energized Records.
Now, finally, if you're listening to us on BCFM, you can also catch us on the main stage at the Amphitheatre this Sunday between 2 and 3.45. We are hosting the main stage there, which should be really cool. So if you're down at the Harbour Festival on Sunday, go check us out. You'll see Pat and a load of the team there. So we're worth doing. So cool. All right?
Yes.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Spread it back. That's Peanut Butter Jelly. That's by Galantis.
Yeah. Was there a record player warped? Or that...
It's a very dancey one, that one, yeah. Last time we had that on, I think they were all dancing around the studio. So. But it's kind of summery and fun.
It's lovely.
Kind of pride season and Harbour Festival and...
Looking forward to the old Harbour Festival. That looks amazing. Lots of good things on there.
Yeah, I think it's the whole weekend at least. Is it three days?
It just seems to be the whole weekend. Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I think if I'm right.
Talking of events, do you remember we spoke to a lovely lady by the name of Dee Dee?
Dee Dee. Mm. Yes. Dee Dee.
So are you there, Dee Dee?
Hi, I'm indeed. How are you, Andy and Rose?
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Nice to hear you.
Thank you.
I'm trying to think, when was it we spoke to you? It's been a fair few weeks now, hasn't it?
Yes, it's gone so quickly, honestly. But, you know, they say time flies when you're having fun.
Well, that's a good thing. Now, give us a bit of a recap. We spoke to you because you were off to enter into a certain competition, weren't you?
That's correct. A place.
Oh, we're losing.
Oh. Dee Dee, we're losing you.
Are you moving around, Dee Dee?
Down, sort of like barriers.
Oh, hang on.
Are you there, Dee Dee?
Sorry, Andy. I am, just about, Andy. Sorry, my phone signal's awful.
Should we do that again? When we last spoke to you, you were disappearing off to go enter into a certain competition.
I did, absolutely. It was the Empress UK, and it was the Heat Division. So I won a place in that
that's
part.
That's amazing.
It was very exciting. Lots of fun. And sorry, I've just got a wasp in the house.
Only on live radio, honestly. Yeah. So now, explain, because it's a beauty pageant, but not in the kind of traditional sense, is it?
Absolutely, yes.
So tell us a little bit about it.
This one I like, because traditionally beauty pageants in the last several years have not had a very good rap. They've been very kind of deemed ageist and a very stereotypical look. I'm happy to say it is over 25s. You could be divorced, you could be single, you could be whatever you like. So I'm now going on to do this because it's nice to show that you can still have fun and get your views a point in a very positive manner. So far, it's working to my advantage.
Yeah, I see. And what's particularly kind of on your heart and mind, as it were, that you kind of want to actually do that?
What's very important to me is the LGBT community, obviously. Things have changed the last several years and in a good way. For me, particularly, I'm in a same-sex lovely relationship with my gorgeous fiancé, Charlotte. So she's
hello, Charlotte.
Hello. She loves it.
Oh, she's listening in. That wasn't the wasp, was it? No.
No, that was not the wasp. Oh, my God. This is just attracting me. I can't keep him away. Oh, dear God. That's that perfume. I have to stop wearing it. But...
You've been heckled by the wasp. Yeah, so, yeah, sorry. So it's
yes,
all about
I
the, yeah, go on. So the LGBT rights, and that was great. And, yeah, so tell us kind of what actually did it entail then, this pageant? What did you have to do? Did you do the traditional kind of walking up and down, or, you know, what did you have to do to say you're going to work with children, that kind of thing?
There was a bit of a turn on the old cat world, as the good old right said Fred would say. Mm-hmm. But what I loved about it is it's not the typical stand in your bra and knickers.
Yeah.
One was based on your personality and a talent round. In particular, we had an eco round, because obviously the environment issues are becoming very much bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I thought I'd make it fun, plus it's Hawaii themed. So I literally recycled some of my most treasured items and turned it into a visual light display. So
you kind of lit up the catwalk, is that what you're telling
us?
I did. I'm quite impressed.
Yeah,
thank you. I think they were too, because you're not howling.
So what happens now then?
The good news, I won multiple awards. I've now won a place to the National.
Oh, so amazing.
Thank you. It's really nice to go each step of the way. So that will be this Sunday in a very nice conference centre, somewhat up north. I can't quite recall.
It's just up north. Yeah, I like that. It's just up north.
No disparaging comments. I love Northerners. You know.
And we do too, Anything above the M4 is up north. It's, you know, that's what they say in Bristol anyway.
Oh, I love Bristol. Trust me, Moonshot love Bristol. Couldn't get enough of it.
How could we find out where it is, if somebody listening wanted to go and see you?
Absolutely, it would be lovely. The great thing is they have a very lovely little website, and it would be Empress United Kingdom co.uk. And if you put that into the search engine, that should take you to the main website, or it will link you straight up to the Facebook page.
Have they got photos of what you did in the last one that people want to see?
They've got the basic photos, and I have been confirmed that they want to get those, those publicity shots up, because they want to show that it is a modern alternative, as they call it, platform now, not just a pageant show.
So we want to see how you light up, you see that? That's what it is.
I tell you what, I have a word with the organiser and give one of my pictures and you can check it out. I promise you that.
Oh, fab. Okay.
Cool. I think it'd be even more impressive, Dee Dee, if you had a sort of group of wasps following up there.
Oh, don't you worry.
Up the catwalk.
My God, they would possess. Fly, my pretty fly. Yeah, I'd rather have the honeybees, but you
know, we'll keep that going. So we are taking the mickey a little bit, but it is a serious thing, isn't it? Because it is all about raising awareness for things like bullying and the like, isn't it, if I recall?
Yes. The two major campaigns are Bullies Out, because there's been a huge increase with young people and teenagers, especially in the gay community, and that's not fair. You know, your childhood, especially into young adulthood, should be something exciting. You won't get that again, and it's going to define you.
Yeah.
So I'm a big believer that no one should bully anyone. Everyone should be themselves. And Bullies Out is a real wonderful initiative. They go straight into the schools and they talk about on face level. So I'm really about sort of like being a good role model. So I'm all about that.
And I presume you've had a good time and a good experience actually doing the pageant. You haven't experienced any issues yourself.
Yes, I haven't just been known as the gay one. I've been known as the glamorous, nutty one. So with the wasps and bees and my pyrotechnics.
Why doesn't that surprise us?
Listen, Dee Dee, it's lovely to catch up with you. You're through to the next round, so you're going to have to promise us that you'll talk to us again afterwards. Let us know how it goes.
I promise you, but I've got a new first for you as well, guys. I'm going to propose to my lovely fiancé live on air.
Oh!
Would you do me the pleasure, Miss Shari Jar Jar, be my wife, my dear?
Definitely.
She's just said yes. Live on air. Thank you, guys. You are lovely.
Oh, that's Congratulations.
That's the first time that's ever happened to us.
You've got a new verse there.
Oh, that's lovely.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Congratulations to you both. Thank you.
Definitely. Take care, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, and best of luck, and we'll talk to you afterwards.
Yep.
Definitely. Can't wait. Thank you, guys. Take care. Yeah.
Bye. Thank you so much. Bye.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's Skin by Rag & Bone Man. Oh, wasn't that sweet?
Yeah.
So big congratulations to Dee Dee and Charlotte there. So that's the first time that's ever happened on the show.
That's brilliant.
Very sweet.
Brilliant piece of live radio.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Marvellous. Fabulous.
And hello to Terry and Niall.
Hello.
Oh, that sounded very hello.
Oh, hello. Sean Connery-esque.
Yeah, well, very nice indeed.
Very reaching out to my public.
Yeah, yeah. practicing for news. Mm.
So, very serious indeed.
Very serious, yeah.
Well, somebody has to be an antidote to you guys.
Yeah. Bring a bit of the professionalism back. Come on, Niall.
Oh, Niall. You know us so well.
You know I'm going to cut the news up now, don't you?
Speaking of which...
This is Shoutout News on Thursday, the 20th of July.
The Radio Times goes rainbow for its current issue, giving listings for the week that include the 50th anniversary of the partial decriminalisation of male homosexuality. Mark Gatiss has been asked to guest edit the magazine, with the result that it has a distinctly LGBT feel to it and covers the listings on radio and TV that deal with the 50th anniversary. Sky Arts, BBC, Channel 4 and other broadcasters are taking part in the celebrations for the anniversary.
South London's community radio station Radio Jackie says that Chancellor of the Exchequer Philip Hammond has found himself in the middle of a sexism row after comments he made earlier this week. The Member of Parliament for Runnymede and Weybridge caused uproar after claiming, "Driving a train is so easy, even a woman could do it." The former Green Party leader Natalie Bennett labelled the remarks everyday sexism, and criticism also came from the train drivers' trade union, the RMT.
Now, there is no love lost between the religious sect, the Jehovah's Witnesses, and the LGBT community. The Witnesses have, if anything, become more homophobic in recent years, with a series of bizarre proclamations, including a warning to teenage boys not to wear skinny jeans because they were designed by homosexuals keen to eye up teen bodies. However, our histories have crossed several times. Jehovah's Witnesses and gay men have been suppressed by several authoritarian regimes as being subversive elements. Both Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia were brutal to both groups, and a lot of us don't realise that the Nazis forced witnesses to wear violet triangles, similar to the pink triangles they made gay and bi men wear. Now, a report from the dissident radio network Radio Free Europe reveals that an increasingly paranoid Russia is clamping down on Jehovah's Witnesses, just as they have gay people. Now, the government has given itself the power to close down Witnesses' Kingdom halls and seize property and assets. The European Union and the International Religious Freedom Commission have sharply criticised the crackdown as a huge blow to civil liberties by the Russian state.
If you think that homophobic trolling is just a feature of the internet age, well, think again. Lord Cashman, whose famous kiss with his on-screen boyfriend back in 1987 on the BBC One soap opera EastEnders was a first for British TV, has now revealed to the gay magazine Attitude that he has only recently seen some of the correspondence that was sent in to the Beeb by homophobes. The BBC was kind enough to protect the then young actor in the 80s from the rantings of the haters. Lord Cashman, who has since campaigned for equal rights through the Labour Party and the European Union, played Colin in the soap opera between 1986 and 1989, and he briefly reprised the role last year.
And finally, there's been a rather mixed response from the LGBT communities to the news that the new incarnation of Doctor Who will be Jodie Whittaker, the first woman to play the role on television. Jodie will be the 13th incarnation of Doctor Who, taking over from Peter Capaldi at the Christmas special later this year. Predictably, Daily Mail readers' comments were hostile, but thousands more took to social media to welcome the news. The announcement also made the front pages of many newspapers and featured around the English-speaking world on television reports. Whittaker will have her work cut out, as Doctor Who has been experiencing falling viewing figures for some time, and many consider that she needs a fresh impetus to avoid the BBC from cancelling it, and maybe she'll be that impetus. On Tuesday, the lovable and gay-friendly Colin Baker, who played the sixth incarnation of the Doctor, wrote for The Guardian, giving his Time Lord blessing to the new Who.
For these news stories and more from the LGBT Whoniverse, check out our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Niall Addicott.
And Davros.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Oh, that makes me wish I had a Dalek effect. It really does.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shoutout Podcast.
That's Mr. Sandman, yeah. In case you hadn't guessed.
Yeah, I like
that's,
that.
That's by the Swing Rowers.
Ah, yes.
So,
yes, I can just see that. Them rowing
I was playing some ones I was hoping we'd make Steffi dance around. But yeah.
Do you know what? I'm going to give Richard Hammond the benefit of the doubt on that sexism what? Comment. Well, we just had the news about Richard
right,
Hammond.
Yeah.
I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt because I think that was just an ironic self-derisory comment because he's always crashing his own car, isn't he? So, you know, I think it was just a bit of irony.
He's just done it again, hasn't he?
Yeah,
he's filming
crashing.
The new series
can't
for
drive, can't
Amazon.
Can't drive, can't drive, won't drive. No.
Oh, you got
oh, we love you, Richard, really. Anyway, we've got a lovely guest in.
Yes, and we're talking, how do you say hello in Polish? I don't even know how you say hello.
You can just say cześć.
Cześć.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Cześć.
Easy for you to say.
Easy.
Cześć.
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 Hello.
Yes. I will get terrible at this if we go down this route. So do you want to say hello to your friends?
Exactly. Pozdrawiam wszystkich przyjaciół z Polski. Agunia, buziaki wielkie, trzymajcie się. And of course, big kisses for my friends in England as well. A few of you listening me as well, so thank you very much.
No. We ought to introduce you, really.
Yeah.
Are you known as Peter here, or do you still go by your Polish name when you're here?
You can call me Pete. Peter, it's fine. Yeah. I know it's easier for you, so...
we are terrible at that in the UK, aren't
Piotr.
We?
Piotr. Is it Piotr?
Piotr.
Ah, there you go. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm impressed, right?
I just read it. I just read what I saw there on the page. That was
yeah.
it.
You come, could be good.
you come in to talk to us because give us some of the history. Because obviously, you grew up in Poland pre-joining the EU, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And so how long have you been over in the UK now?
I had two periods with UK. Like the first one was 2005-2008, and now. Like 3 years ago, I came back again to England.
You liked us that much?
Mm. Yeah, I love it. The guys are brilliant. Yeah.
No, I won't lie. I've never been to Poland. I know a few Polish people, and most of the ones I've met are always lovely, lovely people. But I have no idea what the country's like, especially from an LGBT plus point of view. What was it like growing up over there before it joined the EU?
Mm-hmm. When I was growing up... I haven't any friends who are gay. I haven't been in the environment. So I was growing in a very, very Catholic environment.
Is it quite a religious country?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it?
Still in the mind most, because a lot of people don't practice.
Right.
But it's still in the mind a lot of stereotypes as well. So I was growing more in the religion environment, so it was difficult to just talk about this, to meet someone. And I remember my cousin, she's lesbian, she told me, like, you know, in the 90s it was so difficult to meet any other gay person.
Yeah.
So we just have to find out some magazines, some...
we are forgetting this is when the internet wasn't very common anywhere in the world. It wasn't till like about 96, 97, the internet started to gain momentum
exactly.
in this country. I don't know if it was the same in
it
Poland.
It was the same, exactly. Yeah. So it was few gay pubs, gay clubs. They've been kind of underground places.
Right.
So the people who knows, they know about the places. So it was like... Undercover.
Mm. But what was the legal side of it though? Was it legal to be gay?
Actually, the law, the government doesn't say anything like something is illegal. But of course, people did didn't accept it. So this the tolerance was very, very low.
Right.
So of course, you could lose the job. You could have a problem with the neighbors. You know, many, many things. You could be on the side because people didn't want to talk to you, keep with you.
Sort of rejected you from society.
Exactly,
sort of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Of course, the change are thing. The things are changed.
Mm. When would you say things sort of have started to change? How long ago was that period of time?
I would say like 10, 15 years, like 2000, 2001, 2002. That was the steps when I get into environment and I could see...
Was it the homophobia over in Poland that brought you to the UK? Was it because it's a more accepting country here or was it
It wasn't
other reason?
With me. I haven't this... this experience with homophobia,
right.
personally. So I haven't any problem. Nobody insult me or hit me, bite me, you know, because I'm gay.
Yeah.
I had big luck because in family and friends they accept me.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a big problem. But I hear many, many stories about the families who try to treat it like a, you know, illness. They want to send that child to the
therapy.
Exactly. So they want to treat it as an illness. Mm. So there is many, many bad stories that people. That's why people move out from Poland. I move out because my ex-partner he want to out as well. So I follow him, and the London time was amazing because.
So you moved to London.
Yes,
in that time,
we
yeah.
moved to London. So I could really open my mind. Mm. I could accept myself inside, finally. And that was the perfect time for me as a gay. Great.
So what do you remember what year it was that Poland joined the EU? Which year it was?
2005, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, because EU law is quite strict about... equality and the like, isn't it? And we know that very recently, I think Steph was telling us just before, they've actually been given a bit of a telling off because of the fact that they're not moving as fast as they should be with equality laws. But how has joining the EU changed Poland for LGBT people?
This time just help us to develop and grow up new companies, new LGBT groups of the people. So that was the progress because we could speak.
So can you still get fired from your job for being gay?
No. Mm-hmm. Now,
so that's no change.
Yeah, there is few things by law. You can be sure, like equality at job. Mm. So
right.
No tolerance, no exception. So
what you're saying is that you are in some measure protected now in
exactly.
Poland. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You are protected at work as well.
Yeah.
Against the homophobia.
Mm.
Which must be good to see that they're making progress, but would you like it to be a bit faster than it's going?
Yeah, I would like to it's going faster because we still can get married. We still can get civil partnership. We can do few things like buy the flat together, donate the properties, but there is still not like we can't live as a family. Mm-hmm. We can adopt the children as well.
Okay.
They work recently. They work in the government in the parliament about to accept the gay marriage from abroad. In Poland, Polish couple go to England
get married. Yeah, okay.
So they may get accepted in Poland, but they're still working on it. So
that seems a bit bizarre.
Why would you not legalize it in your own country?
You can see people on the street. You can see people everywhere, but it's still many guys. Many girls that are invisible, they want to be hidden.
It's traditionally known as a gay scene. It's a rather bad term because it's not just for gay people, it's LGBT plus and a lot more these days. But are the kind of like LGBT establishments like the bars and the clubs, are they still very underground in Poland
or
are they coming
anymore?
They're a lot more visible, are they?
Exactly. And you know, there's a lot of celebrities, a lot of famous people who coming out as well, who visit these places, who encourage the LGBT as well.
Yeah.
So we have prides as well in Warsaw. I think the Warsaw is the main thing, but it's still like a little bit of manifestation. So we still meet on the gay parides. The groups against the gay, so like there's few parties
demonstrators,
but I can see progress, of course.
Would you say that some Polish people, not yourself because you said that, but some Polish people came to Britain because they were gay and they felt there was more freedom here? Yeah. Do you think so? Do you think that
I agree,
happened?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it just England, or are there other countries that they go to?
In other countries as well.
Yeah.
But England is the easiest country to live as a gay.
Oh, is it?
Because
you have
everything what we need, actually.
Mm. Do we?
Yeah, exactly.
So is that a roundabout way of saying that you quite like the English men?
I can say for myself, yeah. But to be honest, in Poland, of course, the big cities, you can see a lot of gay people. But if you go into small town, in the villages, the people still hide themselves. So that's why they prefer.
Ironically, it's a known issue still here in the UK. Is the more rural you go, the less acceptance of homosexuality and the like there is. You know, we're in a big city here in Bristol.
Yes.
And it's very open, very tolerant. Well, not just tolerant, we don't use that word. Very accepting, you know. I still can't bring myself to do it, and I hate myself for it. But you can now walk down the street holding your boyfriend or your husband's hand or girlfriend or whatever, partner. And it's very much okay. I don't think you could say the same for some of the more rural places.
No,
they're definitely
really
coming on, aren't they? So, but
yeah.
It
That's
tends
right,
to be they are a step behind.
But even if the heterosexual couple walking on the street, sometimes they don't hold the hands, sometimes they don't kiss. So it's the same with us.
Mm.
If you need, you can do it.
Mm.
There's nothing against you.
Mm.
Cool. Well, listen, it's been fascinating to talk about it. Thank you very much for coming
to
talk.
No problem.
We don't very often get an insight into other countries, do we?
Anytime I can come pop in. If you have more questions on the way.
Yes.
But would you like to say goodbye to our listeners in Polish?
No problem. Dziękuję bardzo za uwagę. Życzę wszystkim miłego wieczoru. Do widzenia.
For more information about Shoutout Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shoutout Podcast.
And that's Minnie the Moocher, or Steph as we call her.
Yep.
That's an old Swing number, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
a very old
track. By Leon Ross. It's a remix. Yeah, it's a fun one. I've played it a couple of times on the show, but it's a. Sorry, Steph, I couldn't resist.
That was
an ouch moment, wasn't it? That made my eyes water.
Oh, poor Steph. Such a vulnerable flower.
You know me so well, darling.
Yes, I know.
Minnie the Moocher.
That was really interesting, the Polish angle, isn't it? And it's especially seeing as Poland has just been sanctioned by the European Union for lack of tolerance because of the right-wing government at the moment and right-wing religious government as well are becoming very intolerant. And religion, not just LGBT, but the courts are taking a hit as well. They're trying to control and take the freedom of the courts away.
Oh, are they?
Yep. So that's why the EU have got involved now, because it's gone too far.
Because you do, if you join the EU, you do sign up to the charter, don't you? You agree to abide by the...
Yeah, which are very liberal.
Yeah,
they are.
How it should be.
Interesting to see what happens, I guess, even to this country when Brexit
happens.
Well, officially nothing, because they're saying, I mean, anything could happen, but they're saying that everything that's currently EU law will be signed into British law.
Yeah. Okay.
But then they can remove it as they want, and they're trying to get around Parliament to do that as well and just do it as they want it, as in the government, the Tory government.
Mm. Well, it's going to be quite difficult anyway, because we can't just literally separate from Europe. We're going to be dealing with Europe, and Europe will only deal with us if we abide by their laws.
Fox today... on Five Live said that he realises probably going to be at least 4 years before we exit, because he obviously, so he's now thinking maybe a hard Brexit is not good for the country.
Mm. And Conservative backbenchers have today announced a plan to tow the United Kingdom actually out into the Atlantic to be closer to Donald Trump's America. So,
that's a good idea.
We're going to hire a steam tug to do that.
Let's not do that. So. Anyway, we'll have to wait and see what happens with all that anyway, won't we?
Because it's such a fascinating subject.
Blowing up the old Donald Trump, isn't it, at the moment? So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
He's coming over next year, isn't he?
Oh, goody.
maybe we could get him as a guest.
Good Lord. I think we'd lose our on-air licence if that happened. So judging by his Twitter...
Yes.
Actually, talking about other countries and so on, we had a little thing that was in our show notes about the Maltese Pride, as in island of Malta.
Yeah, September, isn't it?
Amazingly, it's been voted the number one most ranking company for LGBTIQ LGBTIQ friendly country in Europe.
Yes,
yeah. I think that surprised me.
They just passed equal marriage, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yes,
they did.
Marriage Equality Bill.
And I've been in touch with Malta Gay Radio.
Have you now?
Yes.
Now,
you're listening, guys, I haven't had a reply yet, so get a move on.
I mean, so this is a little bit interesting, just because, I mean, I've been to Malta a couple of times, and Malta is a very, very Christian island.
So that's sort of surprising.
Well, I guess it was the same surprise I had when ERA, Southern Ireland, actually voted for it. That was a kick in the teeth for the Catholic Church.
But you don't know whether they voted for it, though. I mean, that's the whole thing, isn't it? I mean, is it, you know, that's a whole other show, isn't it? But, you know, maybe they are supporting it.
You often find that sort of Southern European Catholic countries are quite, you know, the population in general is kind of like, yeah, we know what the Catholic Church says, but, you know, this is the real world. Yeah. And they have a very pragmatic approach to morality on a daily basis. Mm. And that's my experience. You know.
Well, I've got some Spanish LGBT people lined up, so we could have a look at what happened down in Spain. Because, as you say, it is interesting because of the... I mean, most of Europe is Catholic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, most of Southern Europe.
France, Italy.
Mm. Parts of Germany as well,
But anyway, what I was wondering was if I could do some interviewing at that Pride in Malta. That would be good.
You can
2nd
get
to the 10th of September.
There. Yeah.
Obviously, you know, paid for by
Shout out. We could send a shout out team, couldn't we, Rose?
We could, girl. Yeah, we could, yeah. Get our cozzies on and off we go. Yeah, nice island, lovely beaches and nice sun.
Yeah, and lots of rainbow flags.
Yeah, excellent.
Let's get there.
It is the season for rainbow flags at the moment, isn't it?
The gay marching season, absolutely, yeah.
Yep, soupy Christmas.
You're allowed to mention the C word this time of year.
Actually, we were talking before the show with Piotr. I was talking with him and I was saying, I think in Britain over the last 5 years, LGBT just being visible has just gained incredibly, you know. Yeah. And there's been, for example, has anyone seen the Special K advert?
No.
It's just on TV, just a regular advert. And within that advert are two... women kissing.
Ah, yes.
Yep.
I've noticed quite a few adverts there's shorts, a split second of an LGBT couple.
Yeah.
Either two men, two women, kissing, holding hands, and with a child.
Really interesting.
Things are changing, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, amazing.
It's always good. So. Anyway, that's it for today's show. But if you do want to know more, just head over to our website.
That is shoutoutradio.lgbt. is where you want to go. Where? That doesn't
Someone
even make
didn't
sense.
Proofread her words.
I didn't know, but I didn't write it. Grab yourself a podcast or get in touch.
Now, next week, we're going to be talking about the 50th anniversary of the decriminalisation of homosexuality.
Yeah.
And Terry's going to bring in a whole load of facts for us. But for myself and the team, say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See, that's easy. It's just bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
Shout out.
LGBT Radio for you.